Today is Wednesday, November 7, 2018. This is the New Moon Session. This is Debbie Moran, and I'm excited to see what happens with this one. I mean, I'm always excited to see what happens with the, with all of them, but something feels different. So, go for it, Ange.
Oh, well, today has been a really good start for a new moon. And I've been going through some cycles around decisions and beginnings and endings. And what it came down to was really just reconnecting with my being and the joy in that. And once I got to that point of like, hey, I think I can set myself as a whole. I'll say it that way. And today, it was like setting that intention. There were so many happy surprises and gifts and beginnings and endings. And I would really like for this new moon cycle, the whole thing to just be like that, more of that. All of that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a really fabulous day. after a lot of not so fabulous days. So I'm looking forward to this.
I just took that all in. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And apparently Kelso's really excited for this call too.
Oh, hi Kelso, yes. Okay. How's that for timing?
Hi, it's Susan and so and Joey.
That's why I said, how's that for timing? Hi.
Oh, that's why you said that. You can, that's of course, you know who's calling at. Hi, Debbie.
Not always. Hi, Susan.
Good to hear your
hi,
voice.
Hi, Soto. Hi, Joey. Yay.
Yeah. Can you say hi? Oh, all quiet at the moment. Uncharacteristic. There's the hello. Did you hear that?
Uh-huh. I heard it. He said, I do not speak on command.
This is true. He does not. Only when he has something to say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, my dear, do you want to actually state some intentions, or do you want me to read your intentions, or how do you want to do this?
Oh, you do really well at reading the what? The condensed version of my intentions.
Okay. it is beautiful, actually. So, for those of you who don't know, Soto and Joey have been with us for a very long time, along with Susan and Stan, even though Stan does it in the background. Soto and Joey are birds. They're much more than birds. They're working on a really high level to assist with our healing in the here and now. And they have been struggling with, I'm going to put the considerable weight of that. And so we want to actually work with them and also ask for assistance for them so that what they do is able to flow through them in such a way that it doesn't deplete them.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the other is for the whole family, because you are a family, to find your next place of next place to give and receive energies, your next place of light, your next location, the right place for the new earth.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
That's succinct enough?
That's perfect.
Okay.
You have a beautiful way of, yes, coalescing, putting it together. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else want to state their intention? Say hi.
This is Doreen. I just want to say hello, and I'm glad you're all here.
Hey, Doreen. We're glad you're here, too.
Hi, Deb and Doreen. This is Linda calling.
Linda.
Linda.
Yay.
My dancing soul sister.
Yeah. Good to hear your voices. I'm glad I could make it this time.
Yes, me too. Do you have an intention? I feel you.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it. I'm not in my head today, so I'm
good.
Yeah, so it's good.
Good. Anyone else?
This is Norman. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
I've been trying to formulate this intention. Can you all hear me? Yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I was teasing you, and I said the call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, the other room.
And I'm still not 100% sure how to say what I am going through or what I'm experiencing right now. It is definitely having to do with relation. And I was saying earlier that my intention is to, I am grateful for all my relations, including the ones to come, the ones that are leaving, and then and the ones that are healing. And I'm definitely grateful for all of them because I am in the process of, we are right now in Venus in retrograde, which is basically a good time to reflect your relations within yourself as well as outside of you. And so, and there's one coming up right there. There it is. It's the relation with myself. To be okay with whom I am. All right. And allowing my relation with the relation with myself to be joyous and loving, and also the relations that are coming my way, which is something that most people may not experience. But I am becoming, I will become an American citizen within the next 7 days, 9 days, and I'm going to speak the oath and the pledge to the Legion. Or the pledge to the flag, and that is a huge step for someone to speak and step up and go through the process of becoming another citizen in another country. Even though I am a citizen of this planet, and most people don't understand that, but for me to be able to have a piece of paper that allows me to be me and be able to travel, be able to go one place and another without having to explain myself. That's the reason why I become an American. So I have that freedom to be able to continue traveling in this world and step out of this country without having to explain myself how long was I gone. So that's a relation that I'm creating and allowing and stepping into. And that creates a lot of turmoil within myself. So I'm asking for a joyous and healing relation within myself.
Beautiful. That was big, too, because he hasn't told too many people, so he just announced it on our call. So, I think what just came to me a little while ago, just before I got on the call, because I, you know, with Venus being in retrograde, it's about the time of like healing old relationships and coming to peace with these old relationships. And just from the point of like 4:30 up to this call, I went through in this past week, I've gone through every kind of relationship. I've been immersed in the dynamics of every kind of relationship you can imagine. And so I've been feeling the weight of all of that. So I feel you, Soto and Joey. You too, mm-hmm. Kelso. So what came to me was to be easily and readily and joyfully available for and able to fulfill my life's purpose and whatever comes my way. So that's all. Just that.
That's all.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. So, you know, that's not asking too much. But seriously, I do feel like, you know, you guys have been hearing me say for the longest while, I feel like we're in a tipping point. And we are. And it's a challenge. And I want to thank all of you for showing up here and for showing up for yourselves and for doing the work, because it can be a challenge when you see all the craziness, quote unquote, out there, to realize that we have our own sense of responsibility in here within ourselves. And if we attune to and take care of ourselves and our dynamic in relation to the world, in our relatedness to this world and the times, that's all we can do. And then come back to this place of trust that there is something greater in charge and we don't have the full picture, and yet continually come back to this place of centeredness, this place of trust that the universe truly is working in our favor, even if it doesn't appear to in the moment. Actually, that's not true. I think it usually appears to in most moments. It's when we're not in those moments that it doesn't appear to. It's when we're projecting into the past or into the future that we really feel the most tension. So I feel like it's almost like when we're talking about a portal right now. Sunday is 11-11-11. It's a very important portal year, as you guys saw that I posted on the new moon session. And what I'm feeling right now is this portal energy like sucking us in, and it's like we're being squeezed through a tiny little narrow hole and coming out the other side. And sometimes the images or things that are no longer serving us are being squeezed out of us. So it's like that chafing dynamic of sort and chafe. What serves, what no longer serves, and then coming to the other side of that, and then going through another portal, and then going through another portal. So it's really coming to this place of acceptance of the moment. And I'm going to mute everybody right now because I'm hearing a lot of noise. So if you want to actually say something, please unmute yourself, and you do that by hitting *6. Okay.
Sorry, that was me. I thought we already muted.
Oh, that's okay. So you want to go ahead and say something, Andy?
No, I was just trying to get that up, and I thought I thought it said muted.
No.
I didn't hear what you were saying. So it wouldn't take my access code, so I apologize. I should have been in many minutes ago.
No. Yeah, that's it. Breathe.
Yeah, I know. You get stressed out. Like.
Well, that's kind of the energy of this new moon right now. It's that whole so it's like this craziness, stress, and then this take a deep breath. It's okay. So, shall I mute? Okay, I'm going to mute. If anybody wants to say anything. Okay, I'm going to reiterate, this is our session, and yes, I typically facilitate it, but if something comes through, please don't hold it back, because it's necessary and it's valuable and it's significant, as are all of you. And so you can unmute yourself by hitting *6 and mute yourself by hitting *6, okay? So what I was feeling was a tremendous amount of pressure, and I feel like we're just kind of being, it's like the metaphor is, like I said, being squeezed through a portal and then come into the other side of it, and then there's another one, and then there's another one, and then there's another one, and it's a different experience through each one. So it feels like the membranes in the body, or the membranes in the cosmos and in all of creation, as we go through them, we are either cleansed from something, or being nourished by something, or being supplemented by something. So it's really this dynamic of being informed in a whole new way. And with this Venus in retrograde dynamic, it's really about, let's clean up the past, and let's let go of what no longer serves. And there may be things that come up that no longer serve, but we may not want to let go of them. That's okay. But the more we can let go of what no longer serves, without any animosity or any victimhood or blaming, from this place of clarity of, that served its purpose. I'm grateful for that experience. I'm grateful for that relationship. And now it's time to move into a different dimension of my being, a dimension of who I am. And I feel like that's really the dimensional shift for all of us. We're all shifting through these dimensions all the time. And it really is, how are we being in these dimensional shifts? I know there is a sense of disorientation sometimes. There is a sense of, oh, I'm exhausted. I just have to conk out right now. Boom. Or there's a sense of, oh, wow, I have so much energy. I don't know what to do with it. So it's really like this, all these flavors and all these different energies that are coming to us. Almost like what just came to mind was Rumi's guest house poem about whoever comes, invite them in. It's really that. It's like invite the experience. See how it informs you. See how it sits with you, or see how it leaves you. It's really quite lovely, actually. And I feel the moon. It's interesting because I feel the moon. I know this is a new moon, but I actually, when I'm feeling into the moon right now, I actually see the new moon as a full moon, which is interesting. So I think it's like this, almost like this inside-out dynamic. It's like, look, it's all here. The endings and the beginnings are all there. They're all the same, and yet they're all different. But the energy is such that it's lighting the way for each of us. It's lighting up the heart and souls and minds of each of us in such a way to not burn a pathway. No longer, we don't have to burn a pathway anymore. It's like that does happen, but we don't have to experience it that way anymore. We can ask for it to be gentler. We can ask for it to be lighter, and we can allow it to be that. Knowing it will be whatever it will be and accepting that, but allow it to be that. It's a big deal. It's like letting go of the past is some of that. Letting go of the struggle and the strife and the pains of yesterday, pains of yesteryear, the pains of the future, actually. And just breathing into the empty spaces that are between every cell and every molecule of our body, and between every cell and every molecule of the fascia around us and the elements around us. and bringing in the interconnectedness, the interdimensional dynamic, the dynamism of the flow of life, the fluidity of life, the fluids of life, the water of life. Oh, the water of life. And breathing into that water of life in such a way that, for me, easy water keeps coming up over and over and over again. I'm so grateful for the discovery of easy water in the scientific realm, because to me, it is simply affirming the purity of life that is, simply is. Not from a purity dynamic of you must rid yourself of any impurities, from the purity dynamic of just is the pure essence of life, the pure essence of water, the pure essence that flows through our veins and flows through our cerebral spinal fluid and flows through our rivers and flows through our oceans and flows through the creeks and crevices and cracks in the earth. And even beyond the earth. It's like
what's empty, easy water?
Easy water. Don't know what it is. Okay, sorry. Easy water is, in scientific discovery, they have been doing experiments with water, and they have been polluting it, and radioactivity and all sorts of things. So they've just been experimenting with water, trying to use it as a new energy source. And in the experimentation of it, what they discovered was that there is a thin microscopic film between the container and the water that's been tainted that never gets tainted. And EASY stands for exclusionary zone in scientific terms. For me, it's just easy. It's just easy flowing. It's just pure. And I see it as our life force, our essence, the water of life, the light of life, source.
Is this something that's created?
No, this is something that is. What is created is toxicity in the water, and that is something that they discover is they can't taint it. They discovered.
Okay.
No matter what they do, it's always there.
Okay. I didn't know if there was like some purification process that you were talking about.
No. That's what they're trying to discover, those types of things. But what they discovered is it's there, and they don't know what it is, so they call it the exclusion zone and easy water. So when you think of the water in your body and the water in the planet, the waters of life, I always call in easy water now and just say thank you, basically. Say thank you for coming, easy water, because it really does flow and it really is there. And it really is the essence of life. That's how it shows up for me. And how it will show up for you if you allow it. So, interesting, because I'm also seeing what I started seeing was that the easy water was it was flowing through the cracks and crevices of the earth, but then I saw it also flowing from the earth, like a spiraling, looks like water, looks like light, but spiraling through the membranes of space between the planets. So it feels like the planets and the stars. It's like that grid. It looks like it forms the grid. So it's coming together to bring some cohesion, some sense of connection where we may feel disconnected, some sense of awareness of, the unseen aspect of life, that felt knowing that we are aware of, but we often dismiss. So that unseen aspect of life is showing up very much like those streams of consciousness, the streams of, best thing I can relate it to is the easy water. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it feels like connections between, when you said the word membranes much earlier, I kept thinking of like the membranes or the brains between dimensions, or I can't remember, it was some of the books, Parallel World or something, that talked about it a few years ago. So it's like connecting to the whatever other dimensions, dark matter, parallel universes, parallel dimensions, and bringing in an understanding of all of this chaos.
Yes, some inner understanding that we don't maybe necessarily, we cannot articulate it maybe, but the understanding comes, and what it feels like is it brings this sense of calm, this sense of peace, this sense of ease where we can breathe into it. So it gives us breathing space and take some of the tension off of the brainstem, take some of the tension off of, I love it, I just saw under one of the calls, I won't say who it is, 1111. And so it takes some of the tension off of the membranes and the brains, the nervous system, to allow us to not be so, to take the tension off. So it brings some ease into that, in that communication, brings in some relaxation into the body and into the being. Oh, and I just felt so enjoy. And so we're going to go into the belly. And into the belly. We need to work on that middle burner area for all of us, including Sotso and Jillian, Joey and Keso. All of our animal friends. And I even feel with the water, an article that I was just reading recently, so I'm feeling into the plants on the planet too, those plants that have such an intimate relationship with water in such a way that they just know how to just be with it. Like aloe, cactuses, those plants, and not just those plants, but the greens. So all plant life too. So all of the plant life is coming in too. So all of life is coming in. It's really quite beautiful. It's like it's all lining up here in front of us. Like they're just participating. It's all here around us, and it's saying, yes, I'm here. I have a front row seat. I'm ready. When you are. It's really quite lovely. I want to move the computer out of the way so I can see them. So, then I see. We go back to the belly. And there's a sense of digestion. Something that's hard to digest. And actually, I'm feeling this in So-So and Joey right now, actually.
You were employed at the Homecoming Center. What are your duties there?
I don't know.
So, do I need to mute you, Andy? So, I'm feeling the digestion. I'm feeling So-So and Joey. And I don't think it's just for them, but they're being the representatives for us. And they do need this work. So it's like, okay, so we're going to go into the belly right now and work. So I just feel like just needing to be there and just kind of pull out, make some space again between the organs in the fascia, remove some scar tissue, remove some ancient energy. So like this old primal energy, getting it out of the way in such a way that we can so that everything can move. So that things can be digested and things can be let go of. So the digestive, assimilative, and elimination of the body, as well as the body of life. So, but it's working on all of these levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, soul level, energetic, etheric, working between the spaces, between the relationships. So working individually and in the relationship space between the related parties, the related situations, the related individuals. And in the diaphragm, there's a heaviness, and I see the rainforest for some reason in the diaphragm. In the diaphragm, I'm feeling a stuckness, a heaviness, a murkiness. And it's linking to the cervical, the brainstem and the cervical spine, the cervical nervous system, the spinal column, the spinal nerves, the somatic nerves, the nerves, especially in those areas, and then reverberating out through the body, through the whole spine, through the front of the body and all of the organs, endocrines, and body parts. And then again in the spaces between. Everybody just breathe into that. And there's a sickness I'm feeling. There's a sickness. There's like this, the word just keeps coming, sickness. I just feel sick, 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 something sick, sick, sick. So there's a sickness. So I don't want to use the word illness. It wants to use the word sick. So it's like a putrid energy, like an old festering wound that we need to, tell us like an old festering wound we need to lance and drain to allow it to finally come to a place of healing. And it's right under the heart. So it's related to the heart, but it's right under the heart. So it's around the stomach, spleen, pancreas, the digestion. And then emotions are coming through, flowing, 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 sadness, sadness, sadness. Blood, blood, blood. So it's interesting because it's flowing like from that infection. So it's like flowing out an infection. It's good, actually. It's good because it's like cleaning out an infection in each of us and in the relatedness between us and in our relationships in the world and our relationship with the world. That is taking me into the senses, into the hypothalamus, and into the spaces between the brains, between the parts of the brain, the spaces in the membranes of the brain. It's like gently opening them and draining them as well, and not draining them dry, but draining them, so opening up the passageways so that the sludginess, the congestion, the pollution, the toxicity drains out and drains away. And I see it like going into a drain. But it's not, it's a drain that's just, it's a purposeful drain. It's a purposeful drain to cleanse the energy and send it back into the source creation, to recycle it, to bring it back newly, refreshed, regenerated. So I'm being told that it's coming through. So for those moments when we feel like we're being squeezed through a narrow passageway, when we come to the other side, we will have the life force, the energy, the clarity to be in that moment and come to the other side of it feeling somehow more together, more integrated, more whole, more whole, more holy. It's taken me to the throat. Interesting. And in the throat, there's some more murkiness. It's like when I feel into it, you cannot see my face, but my face looks like it wants to snarl, and my hand is looking like a claw folding in on itself and wanting to go inside the mouth and inside the throat and just claw that energy out, actually down through the throat and down through the sternum, down through the front of the body, actually. So it's not just down, it's also now up. So it's like going through the central meridians, the central vessel of the body, to kind of claw out that stickiness, that sludginess, that that congestion. There's a lot too to cleanse out that congestion. And then I feel we're opening it up wider, so it's opening up horizontally as well as vertically to open up. It's almost like we're peeling away that stickiness, that congestedness, so that we can step through it and surprise ourselves as we come to the other side of it. In a good way. When I say in a good way, it just means we're being surprised by the amount of presence we're capable of and the amount of just grace that if we're available to is there for us. Everybody just breathe into that, please. I'm just going to tap that in. Feel free to tap yourselves wherever you feel intuitively guided. But it, for me, at least minimum, head, heart, and belly. I'm also tapping the back as well, tapping at the base of the skull, so the head, whole head. I just felt like a cat there for a minute. Hi, Kelsey. Okay, I'm just stretching. That was nice. I feel like somebody else has something to say. So if you feel called to, hit star 6 I'm just going to breathe for a few moments and see. Okay. So, Angela, you don't have anything to say?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was sitting there thinking for a moment, you know, when you said that you felt like stretching and thank you, Kelso. He had just jumped down to take a nice little walk. And he's been right on cue the whole night. So I've been very entertained by all of that. But there seems to be a theme of really coming into our beings. And I was just thinking about what this new moon in Scorpio means, because Scorpio is all about like diving into the underbelly, like really what are our deep dark secrets and what have we not explored yet, and deeper connection with our intuitive gifts. And there's a lot there that does not get explored, and so it just seems to be highlighted that relation to self and therefore relation to others, but understanding what is within us, like, you know, how we are relating to others, but how we're bringing that into our experience and how we are impacting others as we give out into the experience. So it's like this, I don't want to say push-pull, but almost like what you were talking about with easy water, with there seems to be all this toxicity and yet there's this purity about it. But it always comes back into the within. And it's interesting that you did talk about easy water, because Scorpio, of course, is all about water. So, and there can be a lot of toxicity that gets dredged up. So it's interesting to focus on that purity of it, like what is underneath all of that, and being able to see clearly what the gifts are and how this really is flowing more fluidly, how this is flowing for us and within us and around us and how it connects us. Wow. Yeah, this is definitely a time of not forms. This is whatever things are looking like in the outer world, we are being asked to look more and more and more within. It's like not getting stuck on what we're seeing out in front of us. That's not necessarily the reality of it or even where it's going. There's a lot, feels like there's a lot that's breaking apart right now, and it's got this great front face, but underneath all of that, it's crumbling. So it really does feel like it's like a lot of starts and a lot of stops, like a lot of endings, and endings in a big way. So this new moon cycle, this whole moon cycle, will be about releasing things, letting go, but creating space to bring new things in. But we're going to have time for that space. So adjusting to the space, what feels like nothingness is there. But a lot of clearing has to happen right now. Yeah, I feel like I need to take a really deep breath right with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got up and started stretching too.
Yeah,
it's funny as you were talking too. It was kind of like, you know, the curiosity dynamic of time to be curious. Without agendas.
Sorry. All I can hear is, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Sorry.
Wait, what's that from? Gosh. I don't know.
Sorry. It's a Game of Thrones reference.
Oh, I don't know Game of Thrones. Okay, thank you.
But it's the statement is just kind of whatever it is you think you know, you don't know. You just don't know.
Exactly.
I like that point of curiosity.
Yes. The going into the unknown curiously instead of fearfully.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So I feel like an unwinding is happening. I almost feel like I'm unwinding, but I'm unwinding. It's like I almost feel like Stevie Wonder. Oh, I love that. Stevie Wonder, the whole curiosity thing. I love my guides. They're so funny. So, it's really stepping into that space of wonderment. That inner child work and the integration of the inner child. So I feel like this is a really intense time. What I'm seeing is the intensity of integration is also part of this energy that feels like we're going through these portals and being squeezed out, or at least basically spit out the other side of the portal. But it also feels like a time where I see like the different timelines, the different dimensions of this being that we appear to be coming together, like from birth, and the experiences of all those children. Because if you think about it, you aren't a child. How many lives have you lived just this lifetime? So it's like integrating the lives of this lifetime, let alone all of the past lives, the dimensional lives. This individual, this fetus, this infant, this toddler, this adolescent, preteen. So this individual and all of the dynamics, all of the interesting, because it's like, no, we're trying so hard to, well, the outer world appears to be trying so hard to make everything the same and everything so uniform. And yet, if you truly feel into the experience of your life, you will recognize the diversity of all of those different yous coming together. Being pulled together. No, being brought together, coming together, again, integrated in such a way where you feel ironically more solid and more present than ever in the moment. Again, from a place of wonderment, from a place of, whoa, how did I get here? Wasn't I just laying in the crib looking at that thing over my head? So it's bringing all of us, all of the us's together into the individual being in such a way that it's like a party in here. Bringing the party in together in such a way that everything is harmonious or coming into harmony. It's like a harmonic convergence of being. I like that. Harmonic convergence of being. Wow. Everybody breathe that in and tap that in. So, I see that all coming together now, just kind of spiraling in like this liquid vortex, spiraling in through each of us, individually and then collectively, in such a way that there's this iridescent life force. Again, washing away what doesn't serve and making room for what does. Creating spaces in the ventricles, spaces in the parts, between the parts that we think are empty, that we think aren't connected. But making space in such a way that it's fluid, not rigid. And it moves organically as needed. There's this kind of modulating energy I'm seeing coming in now. Almost like I don't know how to describe it. It's just this modulating energy coming in. It's like in the form of a mudra, and it's just coming back and forth. It feels like an energy of equilibrium, an energy of equilibrium to allow us to move from a solid point without breaking, and yet things will break away, and it's okay. As they break away, the movement shifts. Space shifts, the energy shifts, and there's a calm, still point. Everybody breathe into that still point. Really quite lovely, and it's there all the time and available to each of us, to everyone. We can come back to that still point anytime just by breath and simple movement and the asking. And that is being gifted to everyone. Not that we haven't had it before, but the awareness of its presence is being gifted to everyone to move forward from this point forward with the awareness of that still point, that peace. It's right there. Whenever you need it. And that is how we're ending for tonight. Well,
Thank you, Debbie. Taking
as far as the
inner and the outer being reflections. When Sotso was just about 4 months old, I got from him that he was very concerned about the rainforest, and I only thought external until tonight. He brought you to the internal one.
Yes.
Yay.
He did. They did.
That was a beautiful session.
They did.
Very strong and very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel the peace.
Me too. It's really lovely.
Yeah. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Perfect timing, right after the election.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you really can't get any better timing than that one.
Yeah, right. But that's the beauty of it, right? I mean, if we really pay attention, that is the beauty of it. It's like, it is always perfect timing.
It definitely is, because I started this line of education with my mother whenever I was about 12 years old, and I was the youngest mindscaper on the East Coast in America, and the first person under the age of 15 to graduate from all the classes.
Nice.
So I got on the phone last 5 minutes. I'm just saying, like, I just have to say, like, I'm very touched with, like, how in-depth and detailed that was, because I literally brought myself to that scene the moment you started speaking.
Awesome, James. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Nice.
I'm sorry, I just had to get in there because I'm just saying I've never been put to a scene that fast, and I don't know who was giving the session, but I will say, like, I've never felt that much energy come over me ever in my life.
Lovely. Thank you, James.
James, will you share what's going on with you, please?
That's the appropriate time. There's other people that are in need at the moment.
All right.
Well,
thank
James,
you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. Feel free to, if you want to go in the New Moon group, that's a page for us to share. So if you want to share on there and you need some support, or if you just want to share what's going on, feel free to, please.
I definitely will. But as said, like, this is time for someone else, so I'm not going to interfere with that.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. And also the recording will be available for everybody.
Oh, really? I'm just saying, because I cannot believe how much, like, energy I felt within just 5 minutes, so I definitely am interested in hearing that recording. So I can put it down. What is the site that I have to go on?
The website is newmoonsessions.com, but there's a Facebook page. It's a New Moon group. It's New Moon Sessions is the name of the group.
It's called New Moon Session 2018.
Okay. That's the event.
Oh, that's the
event. My voice, interesting enough.
The website is called newmoonsession.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It will be available after tonight, James. I will have to download it and put it on the site, and I'll share that on Facebook on the New Moon Sessions group page.
I'm definitely excited to hear it, because, like, I was just saying, that was crazy.
Great.
It was very wonderful for hearing that, and I really do appreciate the compliment.
Thank you.
I definitely will be in for next time. Mom, definitely let me know whenever it's up again. But I'll see
every
y'all
new moon.
Every
okay,
new
bye-bye.
Moon? Oh, sweet deal. Thank you.
Okay.